Phones were wiretapped.
One day in 1948, a Los Alamos colleague, the physicist Ralph Lapp, came to Oppie's Princeton office to discuss his, Lapp's, educational work on arms control issues.
Lapp was startled when Oppenheimer suddenly rose and took him outside, muttering as they went, "Even the walls have ears." He was aware that he was under scrutiny. "He was always conscious of being followed," recalled Dr. Lewis Hempelman, his physician friend from Los Alamos and now a frequent visitor to Olden Manor. "He gave us the sense that he thought people were actually trailing him." His phones had been monitored at Los Alamos, and his Berkeley home was wiretapped by the FBI throughout 1946 to 1947. When he moved to Princeton, the FBI's Newark, New Jersey field office was instructed to monitor his activities, but a decision was made that electronic surveillance was not warranted. Every effort would be made, however, to develop confidential, discreet sources close to Oppenheimer. By 1949, the Bureau had recruited at least one confidential informant, a woman acquainted with Oppenheimer socially and through her university job. In the spring of 1949, the Newark office informed J. Edgar Hoover, "No additional information has been obtained or developed concerning Dr. Oppenheimer that would indicate he is disloyal." Years later, Oppenheimer claimed wryly that,
"The government paid far more to tap my telephone than they ever paid me at Los Alamos."